The Prairie Rivers Network this morning released a new report detailing elevated nitrate levels in drinking water across Illinois. And joining us to discuss the report is Katie Gregg. She's the Agriculture Programs Specialist for Prairie Rivers Network. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
I guess we'll start off by asking, how many people in Illinois have been exposed to elevated nitrate levels in their drinking water?
Well, right now we've had over 300,000 have been exposed that we know of, but that's just through public water systems. There are countless people who are on private water systems, especially in rural areas, that we don't know.
Why is that a problem? What are the potential health issues that people face who are exposed to elevated nitrate levels in their drinking water?
Well, originally it was just blue baby syndrome, where the babies don't get enough oxygen if you put this water in their formula. But now new research is finding that even half of the safe drinking standard, which is what our public water systems follow, is being associated with sometimes twice the level of certain cancers or birth defects, and even, again, this blue baby syndrome, the early stages. So we're finding this is just a growing problem that we really think needs to be addressed.
What are some areas in the state that are being most affected by this issue?
Well, it really does go across the strait. Some areas are around the Rockford area, near Decatur, Bloomington, Danville, along the Mississippi. I mean, it kind of covers all areas.
Sure, and I think the report mentions specifically that Macon County really has been dealing with a lot of problems about this. Could you just kind of explain some of the issues they're facing?
Well, I mean, it's the same issue as everyone else. It's just that there's such a concentration there where, I mean, you look and you'll see like five different cities or towns, ranging from towns, you know, with 200 or 2,000 people to, you know, big cities like Decatur, and they're all having to invest in nitrate treatment in the last couple years, which is really expensive.
Yeah, you mentioned nitrate treatment. That's one way that this is being dealt with. What are some of the other options in dealing with this treatment, mm-hmm. and what else is available to deal with this?
Yes, well, so 80% of the nitrates that's getting into our water is coming from our agricultural practices. So we kind of look at it. You can either wait till it becomes a problem and treat it, which is very expensive, or for a quarter of the price, we can go ahead and invest in our agricultural programs to get conservation ag practices on the land, which will treat it before it gets into the water, and that has so many other benefits, too, of, you know, protecting our wildlife and other things. And then it'll protect both people in these communities and, again, people with private wells who might not have the same treatment for their water. That's the only way we really see of addressing this entire problem, because it's across the strait and it's kind of everywhere.
What are some examples of the conservation programs that you mentioned? What are some ways to deal with this?
Well, so these are managed by our local soil and water conservation districts and also the U.S. Department of Ag. And putting things like cover crops or grass buffers along streams, it really just, you know, having living roots in the soil that will take up the nitrates because nitrates run with water, so when it rains, it starts washing them towards the streams, and you just have a living root there, and it takes it up instead.
And at this point right now, you know, many farmers are struggling to even break even with commodity prices really taking a hit here. Are there some programs that are available to maybe help farmers pay for some of these things that you mentioned?
Yes. Again, at our soil and water conservation districts and the U.S. Department of Ag, there is the Conservation Stewardship Program. There are local Illinois cost share dollars to help them do this, to kind of both learning the practice and also just technical support to, again, help them learn it, and the financial support while they're not as sure about it. But these are things that are really kind of up on the chopping block, both with our local government and the Farm Bill, that, you know, we are at risk of losing at this really critical moment.
Katie Gregg is Agricultural Programs Specialist for the Prairie Rivers Network. They have a new report out this morning detailing elevated nitrate levels in drinking water across Illinois. We'll put that report up on our website a bit later this morning at willnews.org. Katie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a great day.